Quietness is the end of strife. Quietness is the end of the turmoil. See, I'm mad. I'm really mad, right? So I go, that's the end of the turmoil. Because it takes two of us to keep it going. So all I got to do to shut you up is for me to shut up.
Cool.
I'm going to shut you up.
That's true.
It's more true than it's not.
Yeah.
We can always find exceptions to anything I say if we want to. I don't deny that. There's always another way to look at anything I'm saying. That's why we're learning how to make choices. And what you have to do is learn how to choose for peace over and over again, even if it don't seem like it works all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, it's not going to work all the time, and I can tell you exactly why. Because you don't understand it and you don't believe it. It's not complicated. Of course it's not going to work. Court says, whenever you ask for something and it looks like it doesn't happen, it's because you introduced the contradiction to prove to yourself that you can't have what you want all the time. So I sabotage myself to prove I can't have happiness all the time. Because I'd rather be right than to be happy. I'd rather be right. So would you take a breath just for a minute?
Yeah.
No, because I want to do a 2-minute chant. Because you wanna use some rhythm. You wanna get out, just let your head hear the truth. Your body is your communication medium. Health is here. Health is here.
Kirtans and stuff like that where we're chanting. Chanting is very powerful. That's why I do it a lot in the classes.
It's amazing to me how comfortable people can be about chanting things they have the slightest no idea what they're saying. But if you say help is here, nobody say it. You would say, shout, I deserve love, 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 I deserve love. Could you imagine if we did that for 30 minutes? And I'm not knocking the other kind of love, don't get me wrong. I'm just showing examples of how we program.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. To say something positive for myself, I can't get it out. But you can have me say something in a strange language that I don't know nothing about, and I'll do it for an hour. But for me to say to myself, help is here, and it's okay if you don't ever do anything. I just want you to be aware of what you put into something is what you get back out. That's just the law. It's not to punish us. It don't mean we're guilty. But this is a great opportunity for us to say and do and practice things that otherwise, ordinarily, we don't have an opportunity to do. And we're around people of a like mind that's trying to go in the same direction. What we can accomplish together, if we were to realize that we have each other and are here right now, is phenomenal. But I'm sitting here in the answer, waiting for the solution to come later. We are the help that is here.
Wow.
And I'm trying to learn how not to be depressed about that.
You still want the girl, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the most depressing thing you can say to people is that, well, you have your brothers and sisters. Thanks a lot. You know. Okay, so what do you do? He says, quietness is the end of strife. This is the journey to peace. You're on a journey to peace. Quietness is an end of your conflict. You're on a journey to peace. Quietness is the end of your conflict, right? Turmoil, right? So what do?
You look straight at every image or sight or perception that rises to delay you.
So let's say you are telling me something I'm loving about myself.
You are an image that I am looking at that has arisen to delay me.
That thought of worry is an image that has risen to delay me. So what do I do with you?
I look straight at you.
And reject that thought.
And you reject that thought. I look straight at you. And I'm quiet. Freak somebody out. Because they're looking for you to go. Bah! I remember one time I cut a guy off in traffic, he just going off. And you know, and I pulled over. He pulled over. He gets out of his car, slam. And then he walks up to me and say, hey, you know you cut me off in traffic, you know how to drive. I said, you're right. Well, just don't do it next time. He walked off. I was quiet. So quiet isn't necessarily words.
That's good. Ooh. Say that again.
Being quiet isn't necessarily words. Being quiet is the attitude you have behind the words. And it's being quiet. It's both of them sometimes. Do you know how much spiritual power it would take for you in the middle of what you perceived as a verbal attack of some kind for you to be quiet?
Yeah.
You have any idea what that would do to your conscience? Anybody can give in to the weakness of the moment and attack. Yeah. It takes a giant to go, the more they yell, the less I'm going to respond. And that's where I deal. It's like the more a person attacks me or tries to make me feel guilty, the less I do what they want me to do. You want to make sure I don't do what you want me to do? Try to put a guilt trip on me. You guaranteed I will not do it. And the more you try to make me feel guilty, the less inclined I am to do it, because I'm not going to teach you that guilt is how you deal with me, and I'm not going to teach me that guilt works on me. Then I want to try guilt-ridden attacking people, because my mind won't be like that. And they just vanish, which they have.
Yeah.
There's nobody in my personal life that ever tries to make me feel guilty. Mm-hmm. Nobody. But it used to be, could have filled up that Pepsi Center with